Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
How much I love you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, boy, I never leave you, baby, baby, baby. Ooh. And I make it all right.
Hey.
No one but you, baby.
No one but me, girl.
We had to start things off. It's close enough to February to start acting a black ass fool. So, you know, we're going to be leaning into that, to the blackness of it all. That was none other than Selena the Voice Johnson, okay?
Okay.
People be sleeping on Selena Johnson, but y'all know I love a raspy tone, and Selena has the combination of a raspy tone and perfect pitch. Mm. And that's a rarity. So that combination just is so soothing to my ears and my soul. And she was backstage at a concert with Keith Sweat jamming and shit, and they caught it on camera. So I brought it to y'all. Shit, I wanted everybody else to hear it too. And that is the Friends on Karaoke Lounge and shit. Yeah, you know, real simple, clean this week, real clean. You know, I ain't got a lot of tying in to do it. The shit just sound good. You know what I'm saying? Selena's voice sound like velvet, and Keith Sweat still sound like Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat made Keith Sweat sound good. That's a talent, okay? Because we love Keith Sweat's voice. Ain't nobody never. I have never heard nobody say Keith Sweat can't sing.
Never.
Mm-mm. And with that being said, welcome to the goddamn Friend Zone. We just left the karaoke lounge. Now we're going into the podcast. Your weekly look into all things mental health, mental highness, mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. I was about to say mental highness, which maybe that's the problem. I should be in a place of mental highness right now. You know what, matter of fact, and it's a shoot the shit.
Hey.
Let me go ahead. I had a day. Let me finish the top. Because who in the hell want a musty brain? Hey, friend, hey, Sante, how y'all doing? Now, I have been having the morning from hell, I'm telling you. So much shit been going down around here. Shit going around. I thought we got out of retrograde. The minute I start believing this shit y'all be telling me, now what I'm living go against what you're teaching me. I don't know who the hell to believe. Is we in Mercury retrograde? Or are we in?
We still in the shadow.
Saturn got a retro.
We're still in the shadow period. It ended on Monday, but we're still in the shadow period.
See, normally when people say something ends, that means it's over, and ain't none of it left. You know what I'm saying? It's ended. So the fact that it's ended, and we still in the shadow. God damn.
By still in the shadow, does that mean we catching the shade, friend?
That's exactly what it means.
I'm catching hell, like Natalie Cole said.
You got it for 2 weeks.
Damn.
2 weeks.
It's
like I got an STD. It's like I got an STD. You got it for 2 weeks. You're going to be on antibiotics and shit. I'm
antibiotics
fucked for 2 weeks.
Antibiotics are clearing
and
things up.
And ain't even fucked. Right.
How are you guys doing? I mean, outside of Dustin.
I just told you.
Well, I'm doing amazingly. My weekend was great. I was in Atlanta. Surprised my dad for his birthday.
Yes.
Got to hang out with my
Come
family.
Come on, Atlanta.
Turns
Happy
up.
Birthday.
And Yes, happy birthday, he getting old, love him, whatever. And I'm just playing, But
your parents cool as hell. Shout out to, I didn't as mean to hell. Talk about your parents. Shout out to your mom, Mama Asante and Papa Asante.
No, you know what? It's all right. They love you. They love you, Dustin, and they love the cussing.
They know I love them, yeah. But I don't be doing that around them.
You don't.
They know that's a respect thing.
They know it's respect. They catch all the vibes because honestly, Dustin, you are more their people than you know. Like, you see how sweet they are, but the way you going around them being sweet, they being sweet around you too. So just know that. Keep that in your heart. Keep that close to your heart.
I believe that's how folks supposed to be to one another. You know what I'm saying?
In honor of your mama, I got a box of donuts right here. You see, look at this.
Oh, man. Look. And she going to swear whatever donuts you got ain't as good as the one she... Because she stayed knowing a spot. I'm just trying to tell
them
you.
Them donuts your mama gave us.
Let me tell you something. Shipley's.
Where are some donuts from?
Shipley's. It wasn't Shipley's. It was another place in Atlanta. It's a place... Because Shipley's is in Houston. But it was great. One thing I do have to say, I just have to go on ahead and say this. Y'all know I have talked a lot of smack about a particular app and staying there and using the places. We're coming up on an anniversary of me using a service where I had to rent a place out and a man coming in while I was sleeping and waking me up out of my sleep.
Dustin was like, which app is this?
Right. WZ.
I ain't want to say their name because really I don't want to give them a whole lot of airtime. But what I will say is my host on this app, she was very, very lovely. Her place was great. And
she
had amazing house rules and she was down and everything was on point. So Atlanta was, it was chef's kiss. I love Atlanta. Forever, I love Atlanta. Friend, how about you? How's your weekend?
It was amazing. I'm actually going to wait to talk about it because there was so much to say about my weekend in LA with Crystal and Insecure Fest. So we'll get into that on the main episode, especially because it's a shoot the shit today. But how about we jump into the black business, which is me this week.
Yeah. That's right.
This week's Black Business of the Week is brought to you by Target. Target is partnering with HBCUs to support the next generation of Black talent. So we're dedicating this segment to HBCUs as well. One of the ways Target is teaming up with HBCUs is through Target's HBCU Design Challenge, where students submit designs to be included in Target's Black History Month collection. Winners also receive a cash prize, equipment, mentoring, and networking opportunities. This year's winners are from FAMU, Bowie State, and Hampton. Check back during Black History Month to see the latest winners' designs that will be featured in Target's 2022 Black History Month collection. Celebrate your legacy. Invest in the future. Together, we are Black Beyond Measure. Visit target.com/blackbeyondmeasure to learn more. Insecurity, the official recap podcast for HBO's Insecure, is back. Shout out to Insecure being back on TV every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on HBO and streaming on HBO Max. And of course, don't forget to listen to the after show with Crystal and I immediately following every episode on every podcast platform. Damn, that sound good. It sound like I prepared that.
You did that. Yeah, you in your bag right now.
Okay. Surprisingly, because I'm tired as a motherfucker. But make sure you listen to it. The first episode of Insecure is out and the first episode of Insecurity is out as well. It was funny. I was actually listening back to it today this morning, and I just love working with Crystal. It's so fun dissecting all, because, you know, me and her love dissecting some shit, so it's fun to be able to do it together and with some jokes and some laughs and with all the feels. And the first episode was so good. Did y'all watch? What did y'all think?
So good. Watched it. Loved it. You know, I was dying when Issa had the scene. There was so many things of substance in the episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this dumb shit is what stood out to me. And so when Issa was in the mirror scene with her old self,
yeah,
she's like, look at them teeth, girl, let me see them teeth. And the way Issa's like, ah. that when I tell you that, just that stuck with me. And so there were so many notes, comedic notes in the episode this week that really, like, Kelly had me rolling when they did the quotes in the whole Kelly died thing.
The memoriam.
And when they did the quotes, and somebody's like, she always carried a purse.
She was like, I'm so much more than this.
That was so damn funny, y'all.
My favorite was when Cheyenne was robbing them with her homie, and then Issa was like, take my shoes. She was like, girl, don't nobody want them shits.
She's like, no, you keep those. You know, no, but you know, when I first saw Kelly, all I could think of was Belinda a little bit. So then when we got to She Down, I was like, oh, God, right? So they did get her on the White Lotus. No.
And you know what? Shout out to Natasha Rothwell, too, because yes. Mama been busy, booked and the busy. Range, okay. A show just ending and another one starting. I mean, how dope is that to just be back
this
to back?
This is how you do it. That's yes. how you're supposed to do it. Like
literal goals. So I just wanted to make sure that people caught that first episode. We have 9 more to go. And the same with Insecurity. And shout out to Crystal. So happy to be working with you again.
Yes.
Hurt my heart to see Issa do Lawrence like that, you know.
Oh,
and all then things, you know. I have always been, you know, an out member of the Lawrence Hive from day
Thank
one
you.
Season one episode Thank one
you.
I've always
I
been
too.
A member of Lawrence Hive because it makes sense, you know. We always be on the side of the sensible choice, so you know. I didn't really like her leaving him like that. That really hurt me. Hopefully they find their way back to each other before
I
the
think
season's
they,
end. I know you a few episodes ahead.
I think the way.
So I'm looking yep. forward to you texting me offline. Okay.
I too think that they will be doing that. And Crystal too. She actually, no, she Good. Does not want them to be back together. She wants Issa to just stay alone and get her life. But
I'm on that team. But I don't think that's
what I want them together.
Y'all are in the majority, Asante. It's only me and Dustin on this side, literally.
I mean, you know, she had to let the bag, lady. You gonna hurt your back. And she had to let it go.
The nigga's name is Lawrence, which has the word law in it, which to me means something you need to abide by and continue to do.
Come on, Hotep.
So I feel like that's that Hotep is how King. I'm supposed to make this work.
Math is mathing.
All I need is my red contacts and my but I don't like that shit. I want them together, you know. But that's okay. We got so many weeks to argue for this
you
season,
know,
so
many weeks to argue, because arguing is what Twitter knows how to do best whenever there is an episode of Insecure. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ.
And I've been staying out of it, right?
Mm-hmm,
y'all know I ain't even been in the shit lately. The past few years, I have not been an arguer, getting down in there, getting my hands and knees dirty on Twitter. But I believe this season I got it in me. I have been, the fire's inside of me. And what better outlet than the streets of Twitter during Insecure? You know what I'm saying? It's the final season, so we supposed to be like, fuck it, boss.
All
the wall,
smoke.
It's the final season. Let's go! I'm ready to argue. Lawrence. I'm ready.
I love it. I'm on your team. I'm on this side of your squid game, Dustin. Let's get all the smoke off of it. So, on last week's episode, titled Cast It Out. Once again, thank you, Dustin Ross. Asante talk Jeff Bezos versus Elon Musk and the billionaire space race, which none of us gave to.
Sorry, that's my Twitter. I'm trying to pull up my tweet. I'm trying to pull up my tweets for the week and say all year. Trey Trex, I think we got one.
I thought you was giving us a theme, some theme music for the billionaire space race. So as always,
those
song
I
want to
play for them dumb motherfuckers on that space shuttle. I just got mad all over again. People starving and dying and shit. Kids hungry, need shoes, struggling, and these motherfuckers in space. Somebody with a bozo named Bezos. I shouldn't say that because I love Amazon. Let me just stop. Asante,
they go
ahead.
Ban
Y'all
should have
told me to smoke. Right. I love you. This is comedy. So special. Thank you. Amazon. Love you, Jeff Bezos. Thank you. Asante.
Go ahead and try to order them razors.
I have a couple of comments that I would like to pull from the Patreon streets. I would like to start off with Tickety Boo, who says, Dustin is a genius.
Boo.
The helmets would have to be satin lined. Who wouldn't be as salty as fuck if they had to bring their own scarf to wear under the helmet? It was just so funny. The details, Dustin is the devil with the details, and the fact that you all catch on every week has me rolling when I'm reading
Thank
the comments
you.
Back. I also want to give a shout out to Shayla. She says, I have never laughed so hard. I think Fran had contact high from Dustin because she had me rolling this episode. I'm with Dustin, though.
Mind you, we on Zoom.
Right. I'm with
but
Dustin,
shout out
though.
To our audio, because we must sound like we right there at the table together.
Her. I'm with Dustin, though. Y'all need to leave that space shit alone. They're going to mess around and miss that mile marker and end up in a sundown town. The racist aliens going to be ready. They're going to really fuck around and find out.
Shout out to you, if you run into a spacist, if you're out there dealing with spacism, these spatial tensions in this country are terrible. I'm telling you. And go out there and deal with a right-wing spacist. I'm telling you, like...
No. Friend, what did you find out there?
So Sharde Wilkins said, Frandon went from telling us about how to get a fireplace on your TV to getting a real fireplace. Goals. So happy for you. For those of you watching. You see that? You see the growth, the expansion from 4K YouTube. To this little cutie back here. So thank you, Sade. I appreciate the love. It's always sweet to see your comments lifting a sister up on the SoundCloud.
Lord, lift her up where she belongs. Okay.
Don't y'all what love about that song? You, Dustin? Lord, I do love that song. You and your old school playlist. Who did we have
that? Brandy. Remember, Brandy was singing that in the karaoke lounge a few weeks ago. Brandy sang that, Lord, lift us up where we belong. Mm-hmm. We was jamming because we was present in the moment. But so much is taking place, girl. You all the way across the country.
And I'm old. And old.
Okay. I want to give a... I'm not agreeing with the and old part either. I was just keeping the show moving. So that's why I was like, okay.
He said, okay. Yes.
But I don't agree with that. You ain't old. You still ticking. You still got it, friend.
Jack A said, this pussy still got some tread on it. Y'all saw her tweet?
And I believe it. If anybody has stored and maintained and archived their coochie properly, appropriately, in a temperature-controlled environment, it is Jack A. Harry.
You are okay?
That is a pussy preserve down there underneath her. You hear me? She still got it, still sassy, still spunky, still able, still capable. Jack A. Still respecting. That's why she's so quick on her feet, because her pussy good. That's why she's quick on her feet like that, because she got good pussy. Even at Seth, how old is Jack A? Seth, Jack A is six.
She
how old
is
Jack
not
A?
No 70. Let me look
Jack
this
A,
up.
She's 60. I guarantee you she's 60. Jack, because she was on 227. That was 1989. Think about it. It might be 227, but it was 1989 when the show was on. I'm telling you.
She's Jack 65. A might be 65.
65. Okay, well, round up, damn it. You know what I'm saying? They say when it's five and above, you go up. That's her demo. Jack A still did that to me? That's some motherfucking, organic. It's organic.
Doesn't you know I have a stiff neck today, please?
He is sorry. I'll tell you what ain't stiff on roll. Jack A. You he know what ain't stiff on Jack A? That pussy. That's what that
is. Dustin, what did you find out there in the street?
I love it. Couture coochie. Okay, now. All right. Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson tweeted, quote, I got to reunite with my friend Jamie Foxx last night at the Hollywood Bowl, just like old times. Aww. And it's a new picture of her and Jamie Foxx together. Aww. Looking good. Black Royalty great. Academy Award. They done won every damn award you can win in acting.
I hear that.
You know, and so to see them right there was good. So I quoted the tweet and I said, magic don't have a father. Now, if you know anything about that quote, that comes from the film Dreamgirls, which they starred in and played lovers together. They weren't supposed to be lovers, but they was. And they had a child that she never told was his till after it was way too late, because the girl basically was in driver's training at that point. But she told him, and her name was Magic. But when she had fell on hard times, when Effie fell on hard times, she told the people in the Social Security office when they asked her who the baby's father was, you know, if he was available to help contribute to the household, she said, she looked at the daughter and then she looked at the lady, because, you know, Effie was, she held the fuck out of Grudge with a steel grip, death grip. One of them Thanos gloves. That's how she held a grudge with the stones in it. But so when the girl asked her who was Magic's father, Effie looked up with that mouth. She said, Magic don't have a father. And she meant that. And so everybody remembered that from the movie. So since Magic don't have a father, didn't have a father, I tweeted that and everybody thought it was funny because we love Dreamgirls.
But why are you
supposed to be together?
But why you sound like Tabitha when you said this?
Please, friend.
You think so? I didn't know I sounded like her, but suppose if I made you feel like that, then that's a good thing. She brought you some joy today. And that's really what it's all about. I love you.
Every time he does the McDonald's ad, I die inside a little bit.
I respect that woman. She's such a beacon.
Oh, she's amazing.
Even,
she's
even me, oh Lord. You know what I'm saying? She makes me feel good and wholesome and shit. And I love how warm she makes me feel.
A safe haven.
Listen. When I do that, that is homage. Don't get it fucked up because I'll cuss your ass out about Tabitha Brown. You know what I'm saying? I love me some Tabitha Brown. She's on my list of people that you don't fuck with. Y'all like everybody. I know y'all like Tabitha Brown. Y'all better than me.
Of course. I said of course. I meant I like.
Look, you was getting back for that, okay, huh?
Oh, we all went today. I see where this show's going. So, anything else, Dustin?
No, I just want everybody to know today for me ain't been no crystal staircase.
Who you telling? I'm gonna be here hurt.
So it's the best laugh. You got to laugh, you know, to keep from. So that's what we about to do today.
Yeah. So luckily today is a very chill, laid back, shoot the shit episode.
Say like the lady in Omarion video. Yes. You know, in Omarion challenge. Yes.
We gonna get through this episode.
The Omarion challenge.
So I wanted to bring it. First of all, that challenge is hilarious, and he is hilarious for doing it during the Millennial Tour. But anyway,
it was hilarious, but it's also like how. I mean, I know anything, everything becomes a challenge, but like who was like, you know, it's just funny. Black people have such a perspective because I know ain't no white person just decided to record that and make that. But it's just so funny. Someone was like, "This is a challenge." Like they was like redoing it all over, and it just took off.
Kirk Franklin had a full production. Did you see
of the Omarion challenge?
He did it from the pulpit.
And okay, I mean you're
the pit, because you know he ain't but. Kirk Franklin did the Omarion challenge in the pulpit. Real talk, a fully produced video with background actors and everything.
Are you pulling it? Oh, I thought Asante was pulling it up because I see him click clacking.
We got to have a conversation about the Millennium Tour though, y'all.
Let's talk about it.
As soon as Asante finishes sharing this to you and to the people of our gated community of Patreon.
Look at he's showing it to us, y'all. Mm-hmm. Sorry for those of you listening. I know y'all like,
right,
what's
and
happening?
shout out to the source. I get Fran's live reaction. I thought it was against the rules to move your pelvis in church. Because when he did the pelvic thrust, I was like, ain't he going to get thrown out for that?
But not the Tim's.
You can do that in there.
Not the Tim's with the pop collar, though. I'm done.
Did y'all see the video of Spectacular that was going around? Spectacular from Pretty Ricky.
The one where he was dancing with the under. You talking about the new. Okay, never mind. Because I thought you meant.
Because there's so much.
Yes, he's giving us so much.
There's a tour, a new, you know, they're doing the Millennium Tour right now. Spectacular is on it. And he was performing in a white towel. Like, you know, people have
He was doing Hotline?
He was doing a few songs. He had a towel on. Like, that's all he was performing in was a white towel after his race, you know.
Carisha, please.
And but it was funny, though. It wasn't like a, you know, I mean, it wasn't like a sexy thing.
Was it meant to be funny or was it funny to you?
No, it was meant to be sexy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it was funny to me. Yeah. Now y'all hip. Now y'all on my way.
You know what? Yes.
You got to see it. Like, it was so funny. I'm like, this supposed to be
Asante, would you like to pull this up?
You know what?
Yeah.
And you know what's like so crazy? I saw that they started back doing the tour, and I thought that it was crazy that they were all back except for Slick'em. Is that his name? But I know
that's the one with the dirty ass hair.
Yes.
I don't know. I
hate that that's the category for him, but yes.
Yeah.
I was surprised that he was the one that wasn't back. I'm not finding the towel.
I saw that Bow Wow was pissed because he wasn't getting enough airtime. Like, I think he only had 15 minutes, and it's like he got a lot to perform. I mean, this is Mr. 106 in Park. Dustin Ross.
They go by height.
So.
Talk to God about it.
Look at Asante's face. So, what do you think, though? Should he get more than 15 minutes on the Millennium Tour?
Of course he should. Bow Wow got so many goddamn hits. He did a Verses, for crying out loud.
Real.
That's 20 songs right there.
So Mr. Bow Wow 106 definitely has a catalog.
Yeah, and of the acts on the bill, he is one of the top billing acts, I would think.
Right.
You know what I mean? As far as like in current relevance, you know what I'm saying, impact and shit. He definitely deserves a bigger set. So hopefully he can stand up to the challenge and, you know.
Stop it.
Do it. Look, friend.
Asante, oh my God. Okay.
See why he barefoot and shit. It just looks stupid. Look.
No, okay.
Dustin's right. It is funny because not hitting the
he
sexy
came
mark.
Out here, okay, with this 300 thread count terry cloth towel and shit.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie,
awkward.
That outfit is fly though, except for just the towel. I that's not an outfit, but I don't know why he's doing that.
Because that's always been his thing.
I get it.
You gotta sell sex.
I mean, but not like that. If they were doing it appropriately, but I don't know why he's doing that. They definitely could cut some of that time to give Bow Wow. Because whoa.
Give
I'm
going to
tell
rope.
You why, because Spectacular got money. He don't give a damn about none of this shit. He just having fun. He done made so much money in the tech industry, like significant, legitimate, you know, relevance in that industry. So he don't give a fuck. He didn't even have to do the tour in the first goddamn place. We lucky he did that.
And you're right.
He said, well, let me do something fun instead of just sing.
I love that. Well, I just love the fact to
See,
your
when
point,
I try
Dustin,
to fly above, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to fly around. Right here. I love the fact that you brought that up, that he made that money in the tech world, because it gave him the freedom to go and like buy back the name and really bring the group back together and live their legacy. Because a lot of people that, you know, they don't have their shit, so they'd be like, well, I ain't going back to that because, you know, I'm only getting this little piece anyway. But it's like, no, this is our shit. We doing it.
Oh, he
and we
did
gonna
that? Like he bought their masters or something?
Well, I think originally like Baby Blue owned them, and I don't remember if he sold them off or like it was something really random that happened. I don't have the full story, but I know some independence was gained for a group and I was happy.
Okay, shout out, because
you know
him.
whenever artists are screwed over, right?
Yeah,
because like Dustin said, he went and made off all that money, so he could have just been like, all right, well, I'm chilling, I don't have to do this tour, I don't have to see y'all ever again, I could actually do my full solo career now that I could have my own budgets. But he decided what we did was, you know, it was bigger than us, so we got to do it together.
And so what it's worth, I went to the first Millennium Tour and Pretty Ricky was the best act on the bill. I saw it like Omarion. Omarion was incredible too as a solo talent. But Pretty Ricky was shutting it down. Like they literally, it was a great show. A great show from them.
I remember everybody saying how good it was.
Now, they wasn't in them towels. But you know what I'm saying? He wasn't in them Marriott group ass towels. Kempton Hotel group ass towels. That
when
he had
I
on.
Tell you, you took the words out of my mouth. That is so weird. I was going to say that's the Marriott towel I took because I don't have towels here in my new place.
Okay.
No, but listen, shout out to Spectacular too, because he be on Clubhouse spilling all the jewels on the tech industry and putting his people on. He has all kinds of rooms on a weekly basis where he's like talking to young kids about the tech industry, how to get in, what to do when you're there, how to have longevity and sustainability. Like he really do be on there for hours for free, just spilling. So shout out to him for creating that ecosystem, because I literally see his name every time I go on there.
Work, tech savvy spec.
Work,
yeah, that's actually
friend.
Spectacular.
Literally. But I want to go. I know Crystal was saying she gonna get some tickets, but I low-key really want to go. I want to see what the breakdown is. Totally, like, go. What's the breakdown of the sets? Like, why is he only getting 15? How much is everyone else getting?
I don't know, because Sammy there too. He there too, and I want to see Sammy and all them.
Oh,
and Ashanti there.
Okay.
Yeah, I listen about one or two Sammy songs I know. I mean, I don't know why he got nothing to say.
I mean,
wasn't he arguing with Bow Wow? Wasn't they the ones going back and forth last week?
Well, I don't want to say, because, you know, Bow Wow brought his name into it. I don't really feel like Sammy was like, you don't deserve, nigga. Like, I feel
okay. Damn. Bow Wow started it.
Right. Yeah, I feel like Bow Wow was already just mad about his time, and then he was like, thinking, Sammy had them two songs. Why he get all this? I've had, like you said, I have a whole verses. What y'all doing?
So, it's all facts, though.
I mean, right.
Yeah.
Look, when Bow Wow puts it like that, it's like, look, these are not lies. So it's like, okay. I do love me some Sammy, but Bow Wow did have a longer career, you know? Like, Sammy, he was like a child star, and then he continued into his adulthood, and every now and then he sizzles. But, like, Bow Wow had, like, a particular, like, line of success for a while before he, you know, got to where he was, and but he still has records that we know because we grew up with in that time. So
and Bow Wow's still relevant, still working, still acting, you know what I'm saying, still doing his thing on reality TV. He's doing his thing. Like Bow Wow is a artist that people are still talking about.
Wow, Sammy looks so different.
No matter how short the conversation is.
That's crazy. I'm showing them his Spotify. Wow, I don't remember him. I'm trying to remember his songs.
So the child hit, right? Yuck, was
that's good. I like the way you look. That was a shit. Like, hey, I like it.
Don't you know I like it?
Oh,
that was mine.
Remember when the beat slowed down? That was my part.
Come on.
He was like, of course, when I think of you, I think of all the things we can do. I wonder how he sounds singing that now. Like, does he sing that? I don't know. Well, I guess he would.
I'm sure he does.
It sounds different. You're not have questions. I'm so upset. But yeah, I
well,
see
let's
why
go.
Bow Wow
we
was
should
upset.
Go. Can we get
we
to
the Millennium Tour?
Yes.
Like, we should
let
all
me know when they come to Portland.
Up.
We'll come out there.
That would be so cute. I highly doubt it.
If they come to Portland, we can go because I want
to
go. Okay, bet.
They don't because that would be so cute. The same way we pulled up to the Set It Off musical on Ice. Remember
yes,
that? That was
because
so
priorities, priorities. That was something that we had to do.
So
Set
cute.
Set It Off. You don't say musical on ice, first of all. I don't think I didn't hear what you said.
I wish somebody would just fly us out to London to go see them. Wouldn't that be just kind of cool to be?
Wait, they're in London? Oh my gosh, we should go.
On December 14th, they performed in London.
Well, shout out to the Set It Off play for still being.
I'm talking about the Millennium Tour.
They went across the pond. Oh, damn. What? I thought my girls were still out there.
Yo, I almost peed on myself. He said, well, goddamn, shout out to the Set It Off.
You know.
Yo, I'm crying. No, we should go to London.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I would.
I'm down.
I would. Look, if they open, I'm totally down to go.
Oh, that's true.
That would
true,
be so
because I don't think. Are they messing with Americans yet? I feel
I
like they don't like
some
us
people
yet.
Are. Yeah, London is open. I know people who were just over
who've
there.
Who've been traveling.
They're
okay.
Open.
Well, we should mm-hmm. consider it because I think that would be such a cute little trip. Little
I'm
weekend
totally down.
Trip to London. Unless,
and somebody book us for something in London.
I was about to say, if anybody
want
to sponsor us to London, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we available.
Shout out
don't
to
don't be
the
a
group.
Bloke.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I'm in the zone. Lord Jesus. Have y'all made it down to the Popeyes?
The Popeyes?
Down to the Popeyes. Oh,
what's
no, for Megan's thing. No,
oh,
no.
No, I haven't.
Y'all see she finna graduate? Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh,
graduating college.
We
you know
love
what I'm
to hear it. That's
she always said she was gonna graduate even as she was starting out, like before she was even really rapping all hot on y'all, because she been rapping hot on y'all. She knew she was gonna finish, and she is, and she did, and she was gonna do that for y'all. So,
wow, that must have been so hard, too. Imagine being as big as she is, all these campaigns, video shoots, collaborations, albums, tours, award shows, and then finishing college. That's wild.
I like really respect that. I have so much respect for her for doing that. Like,
and I love her relationship with Partisan Fontaine. I hope that
don't they look
very,
so
very
cute?
They just looks.
They it
just
looks genuine to me. They look good and it looks genuine, and I like that it's like a reciprocated energy because he be pressed on her the same way she be pressed on him, which I like to see.
Yeah.
And they look good as hell together. It's just a good looking ass black couple. Mm-hmm. They just look the fuck good together. Like, mm-hmm. they look good. And they're both doing well. She's out of here, like, A-list, mm-hmm. literally. And won a once in a lifetime award, winning the best new artist at the fucking Grammys. Like, so she is forever gonna be Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
I love to see it.
His money too is long, because think of all the hits he's been a part of. You know, writing is really where the money's at, funny enough.
Exactly.
Like, people might have a lot to say about where he's at with his career, but the money is where the writing is. And so he's gonna be good for a while. He did Bodak Yellow. That's money forever.
You know, she'd be like, you probably got more money than me. You could pay. He was like, I'm going to pay anyway.
Okay.
Partisan Fontaine, baby. I love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, her Popeyes deal is like, it's next level. It's not just that damn hot sauce in her face and a check. Like, she has
a
merch,
franchise, right? Yes. And a faux
and
franchises.
Yep, she bought some franchises.
Yeah. Yes, wow. In her deal. In the deal.
Who is her manager?
What the fuck?
That's genius. It's more than
and
just
the merch
this
that
little
she got,
sauce.
She's doing like that's merch drops too. Like there's some out now, and there's gonna be some more later. Like, she's about to just take off.
Woo. She'll use shit.
That's so
it.
Smart. And you know, I saw people kind of trying to pit her and Saweetie against each other. Like, oh, Saweetie did it first. Let me tell y'all something. These deals take a long time. Nobody just watched Saweetie do it and then ran to Popeyes and said, hey, I want this
and dropped
guy
that
or the
in
2 other.
Weeks or
in 2 weeks month. Or three. Like, that's, if anyone knows business, that's not how this shit works. And especially if she's doing franchises. This has been a long time.
And what's wrong with this?
And, right. And honestly, you're right, too. Even if that was the case, everyone's getting money. You know, that's their time to shine right now. And they're going to get it how they live it. And I think what she's doing is awesome. I think it's great for people to see that it's more than just working on the music, but it's being like having an expansive career in all the verticals. Give them all of the money. We
don't
see
she
the white
an
people
anime
do it.
About to come out.
Really?
Megan does.
Mm-hmm. What? Megan has an anime
that.
About to come out.
No,
Megan is not
Megan
playing no games. Like, I'm just thoroughly impressed. And who doesn't want to see these black women, you know, putting their roots down in the industry, getting real money,
real
ownership
long
type
money.
Shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like, this is what, I don't understand how people can find something negative to say about that or try to pit them against these. I get why, because people just fucked up assholes like that.
Yeah,
but I just don't understand why you would want to.
Right.
Why would you even want to?
Yeah.
This is what we've been waiting for. Like,
mm-hmm. I still remember going to DC to see, because they were all on this, like, I don't even want to say it was a tour, because I felt like they maybe did a couple shows, maybe because it was the same area, but like Light Skin Keisha, Megan Thee Stallion, and Saweetie, they all performed on the same bill, and this was like a while ago. So it's actually, for me, it's cool to see that they're still like doing some of the same things. It's like, oh, okay, like they was both, you know, here performing at the Howard Theater, or not the Howard Theater, I forgot what the venue, the Foxy, I believe, or Roxy or Foxy, I forget, I'm sorry, DC, performing at this venue, to now that I they both got DC. These deals, and they're on. And I just think that it's so dope that they can be out here like this. It just shows multiple black people. It shows black people that, hey, we can be doing some of the same things, or we can be different, and we can still end up in the same places and both be successful in our own rights. And speaking of women successful in hip-hop, I'm just going to pivot really quickly here. We can come back if y'all want. I just have
to
say...
We got to, because I want to talk about DC.
I have to say, I am very... Because you said you were impressed with Megan... I'm impressed very much thoroughly with Bia. Bia has been someone that has been out here for a while, and she has been putting records out, and she's been sizzling, and she pops. She has a new single out. It's called Can't Touch This. There's a video with it. She samples Milkshake. The flip on Milkshake is so hot. And Bia looks so good. And I know people like how we're talking about,
listen to that.
How we're talking about people getting pitted against each other. You know, when people see choreography or certain colors or a certain grade of quality, they're going to look and they're going to be like, oh, you must have the same people or same team as so-and-so or whatever they're going to say. None of that matters. As long as these people are putting out these records and they're working them appropriately, which was something that lacked something to be desired with Bia's performance, right? Working the record appropriately. So now that she has this new record that she's dropping with this single and this visual.
Oh, on the
I hope
awards.
She works.
I know what you're talking about.
I hope she works this record appropriately, because honestly, it is so, it's such a dope song. Can't touch this. It's Milkshake, but it's Bia and her hip hop.
Can you play it?
You know I can do it, friend.
Cause I want to hear it. No stylist, I don't do repeats. I got money, bitch, I'm need deep. All hundreds, dripping in CC. Might pop that pussy like freak me. No mileage, boy, you can't touch this. No bodies, boy, you ain't fuck shit. I'm on islands, whipping them Porsches. Run shit, and your nigga endorse it. No stylist, I don't do repeats. I got money, bitch, I'm need deep. All hundreds, dripping in CC. Might pop that pussy like freak me. No mileage, boy, you can't touch this. No bodies, boy, you ain't fuck shit. I'm on islands, whipping them Porsches, run shit and your nigga endorse it. Can't touch this. My bitch sweet be on that fuck shit. Heard a nigga that's hating disgusting. Only thing I burn is that clutch, bitch. Like, roof, missing. Ooh, cause he on me, so don't push it. Ooh, he just wanna pay for my pussy. I gotta keep from eating my goodies. With it.
You hear it?
Yeah. It sounds good. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like it's got like radio appeal. They're definitely gonna play it in the clubs. It's 808 bass heavy.
Yeah, that's a cool video. Yeah. She looks good. It's fun. I like it. She's definitely onto something for sure.
Yeah, she's always been a good looking girl.
She always gets my attention.
She's always been a good looking girl, and I feel like there's always something to be said about a good looking woman, which, you know, all the women rappers look good, but for someone to be a woman.
Nah, you know you lying.
For the sake of not calling other women rappers ugly, I'm going. That was why the statement was made. But anyway, I know people sometimes look at her and they think she's just pretty, so she can't rap. But Bia actually be having some bars and some shit going in there. So I feel like it's
and
only
writes
right
all
to
her
continue,
own shit, which is dope.
Period. So I feel like it's only right to, you know, continue to spotlight her because she's not out here fucking around. She's actually working and she actually wants to be an artist, and she's shown that through the staying power. Seeing her from Sisterhood of Hip Hop and deleting certain videos off her YouTube channel, because I have gone back to look, because, you know, you've upgraded. Because, you know, when you know
that
artists is leveled up when they get rid of certain things.
She's like, oh,
I can't. Yeah, so shout out to Bia. I'm still watching. Dustin, back to you in D.C.
Mm-hmm. No, real quick, one more Bia note. I actually saw her perform at a club in L.A. back in, like, right around July. Back in July, I think it was. She performed at a club in L.A., and she was, like, really engaging with the audience. She was moving around on stage and like she was excited to be there. So I saw her and I had really walked away from that experience liking her even more. And so I was surprised when I saw how low her energy was. I actually thought, like, well, maybe she hurt her foot or her ankle or something, and that's why they got her on this couch like that when she performed at the BET Hip Hop Awards. But I don't know what happened, but I like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, so DC, mm-hmm. So this weekend, I actually had to go to Charlotte on Friday, and then I had to be in DC on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Charlotte, Queen City, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to one of my best friends, Kenesha. Happy birthday to you. Love you. I got to spend time with her and some of my back home friends. Shout out to Amir, Julian, Albany. We were all together on Friday, then on Sunday and Saturday. In reverse order, though, because that's how the days go. Like, Saturday and Sunday, not Sunday and Saturday. But anyway, I was in D.C. For a couple different reasons. But shout out to my girl, Danny Canada from Bossip. I saw her and got a chance to hug her and kick it with her for a couple times. I love you, Danny. You know, that's my girl. And also, shout out to my boy Brandon from Red Bull. It was good to see you, too. But I love D.C., y'all. We partied at Rose Bar, and when I tell you,
I haven't
it
been
was like a bunch
so
of my
long.
Friends, we all went to D.C. to love on one of our other friends. And so we just turned it out, and Rose Bar had a great experience. Shout out to my homeboy Reggie Rich of Reggie Rich Events. Day in the District, threw down. We just had a really good time on Sunday at his party. But prior to that, on Saturday, I went to the best haunted house and haunted forest
I saw
I have ever fucking
I think it was Jade or Crystal that was like, Dustin's at a haunted house. No, it was Nikki, actually. Shout out to Nikki. And I was like, oh, hey, Lord. I was like, not a haunted house. Tell us about it.
I'm telling you, y'all. So
first
of all,
so creepy. I could
it's
never.
Way out in the country in Maryland somewhere. Mm-mm. Like, you had to drive
Done.
Out. It's like it's like
over
45 minutes outside of DC Mm-mm. metro. So you go out there, you go into this big ass field, literally, like, it's just rolling land, right?
Mm-mm.
And so there's so many cars. Imagine like the parking lot of like a stadium. or an arena. You know how many cars that parking lot holds? Imagine that many vehicles out here at the attraction, right?
Wow.
So you go, you have to sign a waiver. You know, you give them your ticket or whatever. No.
They're like, if you die of fear, we ain't liable.
And so they take you into a haunted house or whatever. You go through this path and end up in this big haunted house that takes about 30 or 40 minutes to go through. Full of all these illusions, the details that they use, you guys. First of all, the company is called Field of Screams, Maryland. They have one somewhere else.
That's a really clever name.
Field of Screams.
Field of Screams. And so it has two attractions on this property, one of which is the large haunted house, and then they have this trail through the forest that's over a mile long, and you go through multiple buildings, multiple trails, up bridges, down ramps. There are big mechanical monsters jumping out of machines that you don't know you're going to encounter till you do, in addition to live actors, mm-mm, you know, scaring the shit out of you as you go along the way. It's so trippy. Like, some of the floors, you're walking on wooden boards 1 minute, and then you enter a space where the floor is, like, see-through, and you can see lights underneath it, and you think you're going to fall because the room is dark, but you just realize that you're completely I was blown away. The set design, everything, they spent some money on this shit, y'all. And I have always walked away from haunted attractions feeling like it was too short or wasn't worth the money.
Or cheesy.
This, I was like, I cannot believe we are still going. Okay? that's how long it took.
Right.
I was so satisfied, you guys. I've never been to anything like this. And, you know, I get around. Okay?
Were you scared?
I had never been to. Hell yeah. You know I'm the scariest one, but that's why I got
that's
in the front.
She was there.
Yeah, because you know I got big balls of steel. So I got my ass right in the front of the line. The tough guys go to the front. But it was great. I was with a group of some of my best friends from all over. And we really had such a good time. Frank was with us.
Hi, Frank.
We had such a good time. And I just literally, that attraction, shout out to the masterminds behind the Field of Screams in Maryland. It is worth every penny. I think the admission was
making me want to go, but I'm too scary. I'll be crying the whole time. Y'all got to be dragging me from set to set.
It was so many people, y'all, and it's so damn big that you never end up really like running into the group in front of you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how cool. Much shit it is. Nice. And how big, and it was pitch fucking black.
Mm-mm.
Like, you can't see shit. There's minimal lighting out there. There's enough for you to feel like safe and know, you know, you can walk this way. But other than
that. Did you punch any zombies? Because that's always funny when I see the haunted houses and people.
I didn't.
The reflex hitting the actors.
Oh, shit. I took off running, and I actually have some video footage that I'm gonna send y'all of me getting scared and shooting, walking out this one thing. They caught videos of me doing all kind of shit because I was coming around the corner looking like, and they caught me doing all that, and then they caught me
your gun
jumping.
Out?
No, I didn't pull my gun out. I kept it down. But what I did do, one of the motherfucking actors, it was a girl, right? Like, she was towards the end too. The bitch just started following me the whole time. normally they stay like in the, you know, in the building that is, you know, a part of that part of the experience. She followed me for a good 3 minutes. My friends was like, this bitch finna kill me.
I'm sorry, but that is hilarious.
We had so much fun. I was like, damn. I was like, if you come with me, then come on in. I just started talking. She would not talk to me. She just kept looking at me. So she was with me so long, when I was reaching certain forks in the road, I would just turn around and look at her like, she would be like, yeah, she definitely like, I was like, well, if you're going to be here, your name's going to change to G, P, and S. But yeah, like.
He was so
shout
funny.
Out to Field of Screams in Maryland. If you have if you have access, I'm not even sure what their operating calendar is for the rest of the year, but if you have access, if you can go. It is literally the best one I have ever been to in my life. And I walked away so satisfied. So satisfied. Like, I'm telling you.
I don't know.
You wouldn't go, friend?
I would, but I would just be I'm so scary. I'd probably just be crying.
It takes
legit.
Forever to get through, y'all. Like, forever.
And if Dustin was scared, oh my God. And when is Halloween? Oh, it's Sunday, huh? This Sunday coming up, right? I need to buy candy and stuff. People were because you know how we were joking and I was saying I'm gonna give the kids kombucha and shit. They were like, Fran, you're in Portland. Them kids like kombucha.
Oh, shit.
They're like, that's exactly where them kids at.
Nothing gonna come back to your house with a can of kombucha.
They're like, do you have anything sweeter? No, but I'm excited to set up my little candy and stuff and give it out to the kids. Are y'all gonna give kid candy to the trick-or-treaters?
Fuck no. Hell no. First of all, it's Corona. I ain't thinking just exchanging shit from hand to hand. No, it was some dirty hand ass, germ carrying ass children.
No, you just put it in their bowl. Like, just away from
them. Still gonna touch all over the bowl, might knock the bowl over, pick it up. Digging out on the bottom, trying to find the money in the bowl.
Kids like that.
They be the dirtiest.
Keep your
ones.
Kids fuck away from me. Now, y'all know how I am about the kids in our circle, kids in my family. Like,
of
I
course.
Love and
shout
dote
out to
on
Noah.
And go. Micah. Everybody, mm-hmm. Micah, Avery. Everybody, y'all know. All the children, the cheering. What about the cheering? You know? But them other strangers' kids, you can get the fuck on from me because I didn't do it. I didn't say it. I ain't got nothing to do with your motherfucking child. Get your child away from me, period. You know what I'm saying? Unless I welcome them in.
I told
kids
you.
Is the ultimate setup.
My partner was asking if we was going to get his costumes to, like, play with the kids. And I was like, we black. That's scary enough once they open the door.
Right.
They're going to be like,
oh, my God.
I told him the kids going to be like, should we take the candy?
Right.
You know they gonna be scared of shit. That's
I am
sad.
I'm enjoying the dress up that I'm seeing already online. I saw a TikTok of somebody being Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston.
Oh, I don't.
Did y'all
know.
See that?
I already know.
Yeah, with when she had the visor on and they were singing like that scene from being Bobby Brown.
I knew it was gonna be something from the TV show. That's what I said.
Yep, and
I
then they like
know.
Showed the reaction of the dude there. It was great. If that's an indication of Halloween is gonna be, I'm excited to see how it's gonna turn out on Twitter. But as far as the kids and the candy. Mm-mm.
I'm about to go in panic mode because I think I'm panicking because I don't have all the stuff for my costume.
You did
but
say
you
that.
But you know, I just feel like God got me. And I'm going to be traveling too. Like, I'm out of here on Thursday. So,
you can bounce around, find some stuff.
I literally only need two items and a prop.
You don't think you can get it from like a thrift store or like?
I'm gonna go today actually after we wrap this here, mm-hmm. You know. But we had to do this first because this is a priority. Okay. So, but after we finish this session, I'm gonna go look around because I only need two items and I can make this happen.
Right.
You know, I need two items and then the prop. And the prop, I feel like I can take care of on Thursday after I get to where I'm going.
I'm so excited to see because y'all know Dustin be going all out with these Halloween costumes.
It's very simple, but it's just so fucking funny.
I already know.
You know, it's a moment in time that happened this year. So like, that's why I really want to like, you know.
Is it the Gorilla Glue?
No, but I was actually going to be her scalp at first and just take like, I was going to get, I can share this because I'm not going to do it. So I was going to get like a rain poncho in like a color of a scalp, you know, like that light, like, yes. You know, light tan color.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was going to glue like some like fringy stuff on there, you know what I'm saying? Like hair and put the Gorilla Glue on there and then take like my hands and make it look like I was trying to pull it off. And I was going to be her scalp for Halloween. That was one of my costume ideas. So it's so
funny.
See,
I was close. I had a feeling when you said it was a moment this year. I'm like, what was crazier than her?
I was
going to
be her scalp, though. Not her. I was going to be her actual scalp. That was what the costume was. It was such a great idea.
That is super cute. Well, I'm excited for Halloween. I've never really cared for it, but I'm just curious, I guess, what Halloween's going to be like around here. Because I always imagine in the suburbs, people take that shit hella serious. So I'm sure it's going
to
be a lot of cute kids.
They ain't got shit else to do.
Exactly. It's going to be a lot of cute kids. That's been the cool part, too, driving around and seeing how serious people take the Halloween decor. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute, friend.
Big
spiders
hanging from their like gutters. And it's just like so cool to me.
Personally.
I think it's cool.
No, it's cool, but wait till you get a notice that's like, you need to do your building for the holidays. Everyone else has Christmas lights up except your house, ma'am. So
surprisingly, nobody said nothing.
That is a one-way ticket to cuss out city for me. Can you imagine somebody telling you some shit like
Look,
that
you know, some of the white communities,
I've heard
some of them communities,
though,
they be
your
having,
house.
The HOAs.
Yeah, some like, of them, like, housing associations be having rules. Like, if you're going to move into our community, you got to participate in the way that we, A, keep our lawns clean, and B, decorate them for holidays. And it's like, wait, what?
I'll be like,
I got to agree to holidays. Exactly. What if I don't celebrate these holidays? Like, what do y'all do? Like, well, you can't live here. Like, this is discrimination then. Like,
yeah, I that's crazy. I mean, my neighbors didn't, they're not really into it. Like, I think the one that, the lady that came with the baby, she has a couple things. Because, you know, she has kids. She had a couple cool things in the window. My other neighbor is a crabby old couple. They ain't doing shit. And then the guy across the street, he seems too busy because he's like...
You in Portland.
Yeah, they like he's, off the hook. He's always in and out. So he don't seem like he has time for that shit. But I wanted to do something. I put pumpkins on my steps, which was lot for me. You know, like when you do the row of pumpkins going down the steps. I really wanted to do that.
You should take a picture on your steps for real on your Instagram, like in your boots and shit.
Right? Like you a should. Little in my flannel, just like a real fall in Portland. So,
or really shake the table and do it in some Savage Fenty.
Could you imagine?
Fran, get you some pumpkin colored lingerie, Savage Fenty on their ass.
Only Dustin, I swear to God. I'd be like, so out of the suburbs, but I still
got
it.
Fran, I'm telling you, hell yeah. talk about pumpkin spice. You know what I'm saying?
It's that season. Yeah, that should be the caption.
Rihanna,
too,
holla at friends. They should have been made you a motherfucking Savage Fenty ambassador.
Nah,
that's
too much ass so for the internet. I don't think people are ready for all that.
I say push the needle.
But I got my little pumpkins. I wanted a little bit more decor, but I was like, it's cool. I'll do it next year. I'm still kind of like,
if I had a house,
you would
honey, I would commission a designer. Like, I would commission one of the local florists to come out and, or an event planning company to come out
and
like,
do like a
go
thing.
Off. I want a projection. I want a big ass paper mache pumpkin built on the left west corner of the home.
I literally love people that take it that seriously. Did y'all see the dude that went viral? Because he like created this massive skeleton hand that almost looked like it was consuming his entire house. Like it was like busting out of the roof. A huge skeleton hand that took over his entire house. So it looked like it was like going like that to the house. I mean, genius.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's cool to drive around, honestly. We did that yesterday. Once I finished all my work, we just drove and just like looking at people's decor. And I know they about to turn it out for Christmas. Like
you know what I did see?
With the lights. What?
Y'all didn't see that house with them people in the front. They had made it look like that massacre. And then everybody was mad as hell.
No, but that's dark.
It was this
fuck
year.
That.
They had some motherfucking... I wish I would have saved the damn tweet. I'm going to find it, though, and send it to y'all.
No, that's dark.
These people put, like... They, like, staged these, like, bodies and monsters and shit. And it was, like, blood. Like, it literally looks like motherfuckers are shot dead.
See, but that's scary because you don't know if it's real. Like, there's some crazy people out here that would really hang some motherfuckers.
They mad as hell. You hear me? Some people got that shit in their
front. I mean, some decor was dark. Like, some dude had, like, a corpse coming out of the ground, and it was, like, bloody and shit. I was like, what is happening? There's always that person that got to take it left.
Yeah, if you design your shit with, like, bodies on the lawn, somebody might just come by and throw one on there, too. Be like, oh, okay. You eating on their lawn. And
that's
somebody like, oh, you supposed to at that one. Like,
you're supposed to do that in the backyard.
I
okay,
do
for
imagine.
Your guests.
Wouldn't you ask
you do that
one?
Shit in the backyard for your guests, not in the front yard for anybody to see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Scary ass decor. Because
you know, people are crazy,
murders.
So they could get mad and mess your shit up. Like, oh my God, this is so dark. You should go teach them a lesson, Benny. And then they're just going to go over there and mess up the decor and the line. I'm like, what? Y'all are crazy.
No,
I would
yeah,
go crazy, though, for Halloween decor. I would go crazy for Christmas for sure. Like after fucking Halloween, my Christmas shit would be up that next week.
Damn.
And then,
but
real
I always
shit,
wonder
after Halloween.
Though how, and I know we've had this conversation before, but the light bill with how hard people go in the Christmas lights, I still don't understand it.
You got to plan early. That's all you just... It
and
all
save.
It's ahead.
Just part of your that's budget for the year.
Remember them savings accounts? They would call them Christmas clubs. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Your bank would have them Christmas club savings accounts.
That's so funny.
Wow.
That's really what it is because damn, they
the
be
Christmas
on
club.
All day, all night.
Okay, you putting them up right after Halloween. When are you taking them down?
What, the Christmas decorations?
January.
After the new year. Right after the new year. Yep. Right,
like,
after New Year's Eve. January 2nd, my shit comes down.
Now,
and I'm telling you now, for Christmas, on the inside of the house, this is what I always said I would do. First of all, I would be trying my best to have, like, a drug dealer Christmas. Like, I would be going crazy with the gifts, like, for all my... And don't let me have children. I would have a big... Every Christmas, I would get a big-ass sleigh built in my motherfucking living room. There, I would have a tree.
Are you adopting? Because I need a dad.
I would fill that sleigh up with presents every year, and I would have my babies. They would wake up in that morning, Christmas morning, sleigh full of gifts. And did you see that fucking 5-piece Christmas tree Offset and Cardi B had?
She said
it was Offset. Let me tell you, they had 5 Christmas trees, and Offset was the one she said who wanted to do all this.
Of course.
5 Christmas trees, one big one, and then 4 around it, like 2 on each side that were a little bit shorter, but they were all just tall through the roof, completely covered in, like, fresh flowers, like pastel color, like fresh flowers. It was breathtaking. Look up, if you can find
it. I'm going to look at
it.
You sold me at flowers because I would totally do that.
Stunning. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, I would go off for Christmas. I would.
That's so cute. I wonder. Oh, look how pretty. Asante showing us, for those of you watching.
Yeah. If you're in the gated community, this is the kind of shit you get to see.
That is.
You can see 3 of the trees, but look, friend.
I wonder if each of the little ones was, like, for each one of his kids. That would have been cool. Like,
probably
you get your own tree with your own gifts.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that. Have you ever seen anything so pretty?
You
like
guys,
that
just gave me so much, because I'm not normally someone that celebrates Christmas, you know? But, you know, for the kids, you want them to still have fun. You don't want to be...
Absolutely.
You don't want to be woke and dry. Like, your kids still need a fun day to just... Especially the way that life has been the past couple years. So... I think that would be a cool, happy medium. Like, I might not do, like, the tinsel and the typical tree, but a flower display like that would be really, really cool.
First of all,
beautiful.
If you apply, like, your style aesthetic to Christmas decor,
right,
you're on to something.
That'd
you're
be
on to something,
so
friend.
Cute.
Maybe we should have this conversation off air, because I feel like these ideas are valuable.
Right.
So we'll talk more about this later.
A bohemian... Christmas.
There you go. Like, right. So, but that, I just think there's an opportunity there. And personally, I love Christmas stuff, theme stuff. I've been telling y'all for years. How many years have I been telling y'all I want to throw a big Christmas dinner party?
Literally
for
us. For a
I tell
long
y'all this shit
time.
every year.
Yep. But we always have so much shit
and now
going
you
on.
Done left. So, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be coming back, I'll be back for Thanksgiving.
I'm going out of town for Thanksgiving. I'm gonna tell y'all where when we hang up.
Ooh.
But yeah, like, you know, I love Christmas, and I love Christmas decor. And as I, you know, get older and shit and move into different spaces and stuff, I'm gonna start decorating, like, my home for the holidays.
Oh, I was thinking about it. Definitely want to also, like, start, you know, you want to start your own traditions too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, kind of either twist the ones that already exist or just create new ones, kind of like the way we do with Kwanzaa, you know, just whatever fits our cultures and our family structures. And to me, that's a really cool idea, something I've been playing with, because I have always been that person that, like, I've never really cared for Thanksgiving. And my mom hasn't cared about Thanksgiving in years. Mm-hmm. She usually just cooks something bomb, we eat it, talk, chill, and that's pretty much it. But it's not like the whole, you know, turkey with greens and that. She just really never cared. I usually just go to her house and then we bounce to Jade's, where all of us are at. Jade and Crystal usually go crazy cooking for everybody. Right. We all enjoy, and then everybody goes their separate ways to their parties or their other friends' houses. And that's always been kind of like our tradition, which is so cute to me. So I like that it's like a friends' day, which is why I'm coming back, because I definitely want to still keep that going, even if I'm here on the West Coast.
Yes.
So I can see you guys. I know. So sad, but so great.
They better be doing you right out there, because I can fuck them up.
Okay.
This is the Friend Zone.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This was super good. But I want to pivot real quick. Can we pivot back to music? Because I have to talk about this Insecure Fest that Crystal and I hosted this weekend. Yes. Which,
y'all
first of
so
all,
good.
We did. I told y'all that Jade said our girl group was called Steel Cut Oats because somehow, somehow, without planning it, we all came wearing cream and earth
tones.
I'm Steel Cut Oats. It was so crazy. We looked like we were on the Tom Joyner cruise, but it was so cute. We did.
No, they did not. They all look. First of all, y'all had that shit on too, because I peeped in boots. And
my
I seen
boots,
that shit Crystal had. Y'all had that shit on, first of all.
Paloma Barcelo. These are the fucking illest boots. I am in love with them. Want to wear them with everything. Shout out to Nikki. We found them at the Grove last minute. I was like, those the ones. But yeah, so we hosted the fest, which was so cool for us because that was new for me. Y'all know that I love music. It's my life. And so I sound like the Chipotle kid. Chipotle is my life. So that's what music is. So to be able to share space with a lot of the artists that I love and also just be manning the ship of a whole festival was like an honor.
Period.
And shout out to Issa Rae and Ashley from Epiphany for the opportunity. We had a blast. We did so well. We were like anxious at first, but then once we got out there, as usual, once you see the crowd and the smiles and people yelling, you get into the feeling, and even the artists performing and the energy backstage and the tech people and just everyone coming together to create this experience. It just feels so good to be able to put it on. And we were so happy to be able to be a part of it. And it's the last one, you know, like Insecure, it's the last season. So for us to have been able to be a part of it to kind of close out just the whole
whole
universe that is Insecure HBO was like just really, really cool. So I have to say Duckworth killed it. He was the opening. Yes, he looked great. His band is awesome. His background singer slash dancer. His outfit, he had like a cool ass patent leather pants with straps, right? And just a really cool dude. I loved his music. Flo Milli, gorgeous.
Flo Milli shit.
Came through with her swishy pants and a sports bra. So simple, and she's so beautiful that that's really all it took. She had the audience captivated, killed it. Shout out to Kamaya, who came on next, performed.
I love Kamaya.
Let me tell you, Jade was getting her whole life backstage to Kamaya because, you know, they have a similar energy. Jade was ready to bust through that stage and perform alongside her with her rap dreams. You know how Jade be breaking it down on Jada XD. So Kamaya killed it. Audience was going crazy. Schoolboy Q, y'all.
Yes.
When he performed, yes, and then that part, which is my personal favorite record of his, and he killed it, and I loved it because it was just him. He was wearing, like, khakis and, like, a paperboy hat and still was out there getting it in the crowd. He just had a good command of the crowd. Everyone did, to be honest, which was really cool to see. Like, everyone had such different sounds and different sets, but everyone commanded the audience in different ways. And then the highlight of the night, the closing act, the surprise that literally when I announced it, the audience lost their shit. Jasmine fucking Sullivan performed.
Oh
my God. You saw her song closed out, or her song was in the episode. So it was cool, right? To see that. Cause we also screened episode one during the festival, so people got to see that, and then boom, here comes Jasmine Sullivan literally closing out
the festival.
I mean, the way they put this together, and then the merch, they, you know, had super cute Insecure Fest hoodies and t-shirts and totes and socks and beanies and lighters. You already know Gorilla RX, which we shouted out as the Black Business of the Week a couple weeks back.
Yes.
Was a vendor, and you
baby
know
shower chairs. Yes.
So dope. They were vendors. They gave me a lighter for my Palo Santo because that's all I'm going to use it for. And then Crystal, Jade, and Nikki actually pulled up the day before we all went to Gorilla RX because we wanted to see it. Since we were there, it was a journey and a half. It was like 40 minutes. And then, you know, with LA traffic. Beautiful dispensary. Like, congratulations to the whole team that made that happen.
That is so dope, friend. Y'all actually got to go.
It is gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. So well organized, too. Like, they have security outside. You got to wait online, wait your turn. You go to the front, show your ID. Then you wait in a waiting room. Then you go in. Everything smooth, like a real smoothly run ship. And all Black women working in there, which we love to see. Young, old, you name it. Everyone was in there working together. The way it was decorated and organized, the girls went crazy. I swear to God, they each paid like a rent bill worth of shit. Yes. I was sitting there waiting like, y'all, how much more shit do you need? Can you travel? I was like, can you travel with this shit? It was damn near a third of the dispensary between the three of them.
Okay, look. Fran was on her, so Weedy said, let's go.
Meanwhile, y'all got to the airport, and it was like, all right, hey, Fran, check this bag for me.
Right, hold this one.
You gotta be the amount.
Okay, well, it was cool, though, to see that, you know, a brand that we had mentioned on this show, we actually were able to go and support. And like I mentioned, they were also at the festival. And then also the McBride Sisters wine. So it was cool because it was like, right, they had a thing too. So I was like, this is so cool to see the ecosystem that we are a part of as well, just coming full circle and everyone just supporting each other. And speaking of ecosystem, a new Telfar colorway, a bag in sage color.
Lucky you.
So fucking sick.
Friend, hold it up. Hold it up, friend. I know you got it sitting right there.
I have it in my closet. With the other Telfars. Okay. No, but so Issa debuted a never before seen color. Like I said, it's a sage, actually similar to Dustin's crew neck. And.
Oh, hey.
Okay, hey. And. So cute. So we all saw it when we were watching the episode. We were like, damn, is that a new Telfar? Because I haven't seen that color. Because, you know, their colorways are sick. And we all are so fully aware. That whole look, that printed, like, two-piece. So all of us that are pressed for Telfars know the colorways. Okay, we know what's out. We know what's not. So everybody was like, what color is that? And then lo and behold... they send the costume department, shout out to Insecure HBO, they send Crystal and I the freaking bags. We're like the first ones to have it. I was like, shut up. And that was a parting gift because every year when we finish Insecurity, they always give us a really cool gift. So thank you. Y'all know I'm a rock the hell out of
me. You said you were going to tell me about the car you got last year. And I was like...
Right. But back to the festival, it was amazing. It was so cool to be a part of that. Of course, the whole cast was there, and Crystal and I killed it. Like, we just did a great job. We just had so much fun. Everything was perfectly organized. We knocked every single part that we had to knock out the park, and all the acts that performed killed it. All that they had the cute activations. Did y'all see the pictures? I actually posted them. If you want to see them, you can go to my Instagram, instagram.com/heyfriendhey. You'll see all the pictures of Crystal and I hosting. They recreated different parts of the Insecure HBO sets, like the We Got Y'all offices, the Dune, of course, the Dune's building front, you know, the front of the building. Just random streets and really cool aspects of the show that mean a lot to us, to those of us that have been watching, to the fans, and people could take pictures. It was like photo op activations. I met freaking Christina, who plays Condola. And it was cute because, right, I was like, Condola. She looked at me like, no, don't call me that. I know she was faded at this point. Because I posted a video with her and people was like, why you with the ops, friend?
Dang.
Canola oil. I can Look, only
she
imagine.
She's baby mama status now, so.
Let
she's
me
working,
tell you.
Too, as an actor, though. She's doing so many projects right
she's
now.
She's in 20s, right? Pop up.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I started watching and I actually really enjoyed. And she's Same. One of the leads. There's three beautiful black leads and she's one of them. And that's cool to see that she's out here working. Because I think she said... Insecure HBO was like where she got like her big break and opportunity. So happy that she's able to been able to capitalize off of that. And honestly, she's so nice.
She's actually beautiful too.
She's like beautiful face, like, and she's so kind. Mm-hmm. And her sister, I met her sister who was with her as well. And I think it's just cool when you see people doing cool things like that and you meet them in person and they're just like really chill and nice, which everyone that. Was the whole cast really is, but a lot of you were there, bumped into a lot of y'all when Crystal and I were, you know, running to the bathroom and back. Y'all were showing love and yelling and telling us, you're doing good, girl, you look
y'all was
good.
So comfortable on stage.
We were,
I heard,
which was
Crystal
cool.
Shouting the DJ, y'all had came back, he was like, give it up for whatever. Crystal's like, shout out to DJ Artistic. Uh-huh. Like, I was like, look at them up there doing their shit.
Like, really in it. And you know what? Shout out to DJ Artistic because he knew how to play a fucking set. He had the East versus the South versus the West, and the crowd was going crazy. But it was like all love, you know, like in a fun way where we were just battling like the top records of each side. So really fun time. He killed it. Totally knows how to command a crowd. And I'm just happy to have been a part of it. Like I said, that was new for me. Obviously, we
you
do a lot of hosting
friend.
Gigs. You know, with our over the years, we do a lot of talking gigs, hosting gigs. But to finally have an opportunity to do that in the music sector was like a dream. So
yes.
Thank you, like I said, to those of you who were a part of making us be the host for Insecure Fest, because that was great.
You deserve that, friend. You and Crystal are awesome and amazing. And
Thank
Insecure
you.
Is such an awesome show, and it's definitely
it
made a mark in history. But you and Crystal providing your perspectives have also made a mark as well. So it's great that you're in such alignment with
okay.
the opportunities that you're
y'all
taking.
Y'all added value.
Y'all, yeah. y'all definitely added value, and I just love that for you. And look at where you're living now. I mean, it
look
all
it.
Works. So I'm glad you had that bomb ass.
You secure now. No wonder the show ended. Friendin got secure. No look, wonder it's over.
She the finale. We already know it's foreshadowing.
Okay, a lot of things. But let me tell you, it was so cool too. Like, it really put a lot into perspective for me too with the move I've made. To fly into LA, you know, LAX, and it was so chaotic. Like, as soon as I landed, it was just like that rush of the big city energy, and it was just a lot of people obviously flying in for different reasons. A lot of people flying in for Insecure Fest, like, let's be real here. And because it was like 600 plus people, you know, by the end of the night. So to like be able to live here in this sort of quiet little neighborhood, yes. quiet little house. The car came and got me. I literally live a few minutes away. Like, it was, I don't have to do the like hour, 45 minute or whatever trek to the airport. Like, just right there. So easeful. Obviously, the Portland airport is like three people working.
when you
check
your
bag
in. The gate agent put it right on the plane, didn't he?
Okay, right. The gate agent was like, you go through that door. So just go right through. Everything's just so easeful. And then as soon as I landed, it was like, holy shit. But I realized that I'm okay with that energy, obviously, because I come from it. I know how to navigate it. We've been in business for years as well. So it works for me, but I also realized that I like getting away from it too. So I think this weekend was perfect because I feel like I'm finally designing my life how I need it to be, which is the energy, the high energy. I can fly into it when I need it because it's not that I'm trying to cut it out of. Yeah, because I'm not going to cut it out of my life completely right now. I still really enjoy being a part of these projects. But when I need to get the fuck out, like as soon as Sunday came and that car service came and got us and I jumped on my little 2-hour flight to Portland, back to my plants, and you know my fireplace.
Damn, you get to LA in 2 hours.
Two hours, which was also really fucking nice. I didn't have to do the whole 6 hour, 5 hour shit. And then you know you get to New York and you gotta wait God knows how long for your driver or for the Uber because they moved everything. You don't know what shit is. Everything was so easeful. I literally flew 2 hours and was home within like 30 minutes after landing.
I know they had
took
to
my
be
shower, got in my PJs, text the girls, told them I love them, and I prayed that, you know, traveling mercies. They all checked in when they got home later that night. I was like, I've been knocked out in my bonnet, okay? But it just was really nice, you know, all jokes aside. It was nice to realize that I'm really setting this up exactly what how I need it to be for my mental health, for how my nervous system is set up. And I just feel really good about it because I know a lot of people have been hitting me like, how you feeling about the move? Da, da, da. And I'm like, the move has been genius. Probably the best decision I have made in a long time because I'm still in the mix, but not in the mix. You know what I mean? I can control how much of the mix I'm in because when you're in New York, you're in the mix as soon as you leave your fucking house without even wanting to be. Right. You trying to go to the bodega and people are like, yo. It's just like, this is much better for me. So...
Well, that's good. I can't wait to come out there and be disruptive in a healthy and loving way.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I know it had to be such a like a shock to your system at first when it was like so quiet out there.
I thought it would be, but it wasn't. I think that's how
ready
I was.
Probably because you've been craving it so long, right?
Right. Like my body was like, bitch, finally, like no sirens and shit.
I've met so many people in my lifetime. Like I remember growing up in Atlanta that were just like, y'all, it's so quiet down here. Like I can't believe.
And it's
so,
too
like,
quiet for some people. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they almost weren't trusting it. And some people even like left from there. They were like, you know, I actually had to move. Like it was so quiet. All I heard was some crickets.
No,
I couldn't take that. So it's funny that you had to, like you did this event because normally when you're coming back from an event, you're coming back home in the city and it's still like hustling and bustling and you got to get through all that, but you didn't have to go through any of that. So it's like great watching you still be able to work and you be able to do good, like great work and great work that you want to do in the fields that you want. And also have that peace. It's not like you're sacrificing one for the other. Like,
that's the design. You know, I don't want to sacrifice one for the other, and I want to be able to have them coexist. And it was cool because when I got here, you know, I went to sleep that first night, and then I woke up in the morning. My partner and I went for a walk, like 6-7 in the morning, through the neighborhood because it's like the trees are all colorful and the fresh air, everything smells like pine. That's what I love about Portland. It's just like really good, clean air because there's so many trees, so much nature. We just went for a walk, you know, an hour around and you see the birds. We saw blue jays, red robins, the squirrels, of course, trying to steal my pumpkins. And my neighbor, the crabby old one, I know she's like, what the fuck does this girl do? Because she saw the car service pull up in the morning to pick me up and the guy came because it was like proper car service, like, you know, the one where they're in the suit and he's opening the door.
White glove treatment.
There we go. Came, got my suitcase, put it away. I know she was looking through the window because I saw her. She was just like, what the fuck?
I hope you stuck your ass out a little bit when you got in the car. When you lean in, bitch. What you looking, bitch?
But I know she's like, what's up with this one right here? Because y'all know me, I'm real chill. So I had all like my flannels and my Boston Birkenstocks and my hair up in a bun, chilling, sweatsuit with my Telfar and my suitcase. And she was probably just like, I don't get it. How does that girl have this house?
And that's why
she
shouldn't even be trying to figure it out. Nosy ass. Don't make me come out there because I'm going to cuss her old ass out. I don't give a fuck. Listen here, School of Rock. Let me tell you something, goddammit. You prehistoric Leaning Tower of Pizza eating ass bitch. Let me tell you something, okay? Old time at the Apollo. Mind your motherfucking business. Ain't nobody
not
remember that.
Old
that's
time
you why you
at
got
the
all
Apollo.
Them cats. Thank you. And tell your son, tell your lazy ass grandson to bring his ass around here and cut them heads up on the front. You can't even reach your doorbell without getting stabbed with a goddamn a splinter and you're all up your arm and shit cutting through them damn thicket of bushes that need to be cut down. Get your lazy, shiftless ass grandson around here to clean all this up.
Nah, he busy playing video games. I was actually going to send a video to you, Asante, because that boy plays video games all day.
You could just see the TV flashing, friend.
It's because his window faces the windows that's up my stairs. So when I'm walking to the second floor, I see him, the back of his head, and then this big-ass monitor is just video games all day, all day, all day. I'm like, wow, bro. Must be that's nice. Lit. Because he's chilling at his grandparents. I mean, it might be his parents. You never know, but y'all know how they do. But But
wow,
I was going to send you a video just to make you laugh. Because I was going to be like, look at you.
Just add water.
But anyways, I just wanted to share the Insecure Fest experience and some wonderful revelations I have had this weekend, in case any of you have been considering a similar shift of like, how do I move but not also sacrifice my entire joy and existence out here living in the suburbs. So
just add
super
water.
Cute. Just when I tell you Dustin has been killing me in my stiff neck today, oh my God.
Tell her paper mache looking motherfucking ass. Mustard plaster. You let her ass know, I'm telling you, friend. You better cuss her ass out. You got to live next door to her ass. That old crotchety
bitch
she can be peeping out your friend. Okay.
She did, though. She literally stood
there.
That's
all right.
And then she followed us. Then she followed us because the car turned around the house because she has the corner house. And she followed us through the living room like this. Wow. I was like, oh, she is in it. it was creepy, I can't lie. But it is.
Take
her
ass upstairs and get in that Craftsmatic adjustable bed. You know her old ass got on them beds where you push the button and the back raise up. Tell her, get her ass up there and sit down somewhere and watch The Price is Right or something, like everybody else at our peer group. Sit your ass down somewhere and be nice and kind like everybody else your age.
If the cops ever come to your door, you need to be like, just go across the way. The old lady, but she knows it. She know everything.
She'll tell you whatever you need to know.
Call her Ma, like that Octavia Spencer movie. It was my ass over here.
Which was a good movie.
Really?
I went to a concert. I seen Jasmine Sullivan, friend.
Wait, when? Where?
Last week. So I went to the, it was a YouTube event at the Apollo last week for Ad Week or Ad Color or something. What? I don't remember.
Ad Color.
It was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was dope. And not only did Jasmine Sullivan perform, guess who else performed?
Who?
So Young Baby Tate. And I was so, which now she's just Baby Tate. Okay. That girl can sing,
really?
She can dance, and she can rap. Yes, and you know her mama was the one with the penny with the hole in it.
Yep. Right, like Dion Ferris.
Yeah, so she's got the talent, and I'm definitely looking forward to watching her grow as an artist because the bones of the situation
are there.
Do you hear me?
I got
Like she started singing, I was like, God damn, Butte like could totally be have a full career as a singer.
Well, shout out to her because I had no idea. To be honest, I've seen, you know, I'm familiar with the name, but I don't know the music. I know what she looks like, beautiful girl. I saw random clips that went viral on Twitter from when she was on Loving Hip Hop. Yeah, fighting with Guap Dad.
I'm familiar,
but I didn't really know her range like that. So that's actually making me want to check her out when we.
Oh yeah,
get
you should go back and listen
today.
To some of her music. She had an album called Girls, and like every track is like something girls, like fun.
She
girls,
rapping,
some girls,
singing, or doing
both, a little bit of everything.
Okay,
she got some like pop music on there, some R&B on there. She do a little bit of everything. Young Baby or Baby
Tate,
excuse
dope as
me.
Hell.
That's dope.
It was another girl. It was a Spanish artist named Yendri, I believe is her name.
I think I know who that is. Does she have like big natural hair?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I've seen her on
Instagram.
Beautiful
face. When I tell you her motherfucking voice, she was singing them songs. When I tell you she could sing her voice literally sounds like an angel.
That's
it
so
was incredible.
Dope. I'm totally familiar with her.
I was like, yo, and you know, friend, I don't give a damn what you talking about. As long as it sound good, I'm with it, friend. So you know I was in there like.
Okay. I feel like
I was vibing,
Colors, I feel.
Dominican
I'm wondering
Italian.
If that's why I saw her. She's Dominican Italian. Okay.
That's her. The first Google image that comes up is her on Colors.
Yep. See, that's I knew it.
Nena.
Yep.
That voice ain't no joke. You hear me? And she got a song. I don't remember
Instagram.
What the song was called, but it was the shit. Her music is good.
Yenji.
Also then, so it was her first, then it was Baby Tate, then Jasmine Sullivan came out, blew everybody away, blew everybody out the water.
Effortlessly.
Voice too. On 1,000,000,000. She looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. She had so much personality, engaging with the audience. You know, we was going crazy. YouTube had given us these bracelets that light up. And so, you know, every so often your bracelet was lighting up, which made you want to do what? Put your hands in the motherfucking air. So, you know, everybody
that's
was lit.
Genius,
I was
actually
dancing. I had started sweating and shit. And I was mad because I had on this dope-ass hoodie, but I was so hot. And I still wanted to dance. So after a while, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to have to drip. But because after Jasmine Sullivan, you know who closed the show out?
Who?
Well, let me go in order. So after Jasmine Sullivan, next thing we know, D Nice comes on stage.
Okay.
And does a little mini club quarantine live. So he did like a set DJ and doing the club quarantine shit.
Cute.
Hyping the crowd up. Then he plays this Mary J. Blige song and she comes out on stage.
Dustin, shut wow. up. Did you know that this was happening? Okay,
that's why
I was about
to
say.
I was like, of course I'll go.
I thought you were surprised. I was like, I know you lost your mind.
She had on a black beret, black leather beret, platinum blonde, long, like, barrel curled hair, black leather badass shirt, black leather pants, black leather boots, big ass hoop earrings, gold and diamond jewelry on 1,000. Voice
that's
sounding
so
like an angel from God above. And just singing her ass off, did an extra song. You could tell because she was like, D Nice was like, you want to, like, whatever. You could tell it wasn't planned.
Mm-hmm.
He literally was like, you want to do the ring? She's like, they should have had to prepare for that, meaning she was contracted to probably do a certain amount of songs, mm-hmm. but she went on and did it anyway.
She felt you in the audience.
And it was fucking Mary J. Blige live on stage at the Apollo. So
wow.
It was a moment for me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dear friend Gia from Curl Fest. Shout out to Curl Fest. But Gia is the one who invited me, and it was just a great experience. So
that's tight. I love that you got to experience that. We know how much she means to you. That's so
Mary
dope.
Is my favorite.
Right.
So, you know. And I want everybody also, speaking of my favorites, here's your homework. We haven't done homework in quite some time.
I haven't.
And that's why y'all been acting so unruly. It's time for some structure and homework assignments. You know how they just showed that school that went viral because all them black dads, all them black fathers had came up to the school. You seen all them black men, black dads, and black fathers that came up to that school. You seen all them black. Okay. So that's the spirit of what's going on. I'm bringing my black male dad, father, black father ass right here to talk to y'all. He has some homework because it's time for a little bit of straightening from a black dad to black father.
God.
You know, I ain't got no kids. I, you know, I have sperm and I'm a black father. So, okay. Look up Jennifer Hudson, Hallelujah, from the Global Citizen Festival. Okay. Jennifer Hudson was on stage. I want to say she was at the, I don't remember where they were, so I'm not even going to get to the line, but she's in the middle of a big arena. She's wearing a white blazer dress. So it's like a big, like a white blazer that goes, you know, covers like her hips, but it's short. It's a dress. Her hair's in a bun, a high bun on top of her head. And her voice is so controlled, so crystal clear. And she's actually standing like 6 feet away from the mic, just singing these beautiful notes. And it just wraps you in. It's one of the most beautiful performances I have ever seen in my life.
Mm.
That's y'all's homework. It's a flawless, flawless performance. And I know y'all like to call her Screamin' Fur and all of the things that you motherfuckers, you dirty, low-down pieces of shit be saying. But I'm going to tell you, this is what it's all about. And you need to just watch it because it's an incredible performance. John Legend introduces her. So that's how you'll know if you have the right video. It opens with John Legend saying, give it up for the incredible Jennifer Hudson. And then you just hear this piano and she starts singing and her background singers, the Hudsonettes, one of whom is George Huff, who was a contestant on American Idol the same year that she was. And she's literally taken him with her. He's been her background singer all
that's
of this
bomb.
Time. Love to see that, right? That type of loyalty.
That's amazing, yeah.
But all their voices are great. So that's y'all's homework. Watch that. It's her version of, what's the guy's name? That's it? Leonard, some Hallelujah. You know Hallelujah, the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful.
So
I'll
watch
definitely
that.
Check it out. Because you know she be singing.
That's y'all's homework.
Jenny be doing it.
Anything y'all want to add before we get out of here? Everybody's like, no.
No.
Not nothing. Everything else we'll talk about over on patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast,
okay,
which is your gated community of exclusive video content from myself, Francesca, and Asante of the Friend Zone Podcast. Solo shows, group discussions, binge television, talk recaps, all of the things exist, okay, within the corral, the loving corral of the gate, of the community on Patreon.
Come so join on, the ad. Shit, please. Come on, ad. And with that being said, we thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. And we will see you guys next week.
Stay black.
Peace out.
And protect your magic.
Bye.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.